This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker. British pianist Benjamin Grosvenor first came into the spotlight at age 11. That's when he won the keyboard final of the 2004 BBC Young Musician Competition. When I spoke with him recently, he had just become the first recipient of the Ronnie and Lawrence Ackman Classical Piano Prize with the New York Philharmonic.
Wow, it's a really huge honour. And I'm just really looking forward to the opportunities that it will give me. I'll be making my subscription debut with the New York Philharmonic, which would be wonderful. But I'll also be able to take part in some outreach projects with them in and around the city.
So that's what Benjamin will be up to next season. This season, he continues to prepare for 6 concerts at Dubai Opera as part of the BBC Proms. And he recently released his 4th solo recording titled Homages.
The idea for this CD was initially a sort of Baroque revisited CD. I thought in order to reflect what I was doing in the title programs at the time, I'd like to expand that a bit. So I had the idea of tributes or homages, or all the composers that are looking towards something, so whether it's a past composer or in some of the pieces of a particular place. It starts off with, in the Baroque, with the Bach-Busoni Chaconne, which is Busoni's tribute to Bach and pianostration. It's like an orchestration, but for piano, of the Bach Chaconne, that wonderful essay for solo violin. And it reminds you sometimes of the organ and the kind of sound that he produces. It's as if he sort of transcribed it for organ and then transcribed it for piano. That kind of sound world, I think, is sort of present also in Mendelssohn Preludes and Fugues, of which 2 are presented on this CD. Wonderful pieces, there's 6 of them, not often played. Probably the greatest of them is here, the E minor Prelude and Fugue, which is quite an emotional journey. He said that he wrote that at the bedside of a dying friend, and a friend of his said that he thought it was sort of allegorical in a way for that man's struggle and sort of eventual relief or soothing quality of death, you could say, at the end from the struggle that he was going through. Similar to the Franck kit, that Prelude and Fugue is actually sort of a prelude, fugue and chorale. It's through the chorale that the piece resolves into the major, and the same with the Franck does at the end. And after this quite triumphant chorale, then there's this extremely soothing and moving coda where the expositional material comes back in the major key.
I think the piece I was most enthralled with was Franck's Prelude, Chorale, and Fugue, especially that middle movement, the chorale, with all those arpeggios. It has a very fluid quality, even though it is very dark.
That's a piece I've loved since I was quite young. I first heard Alfred Cortot's recording of that when I was, early teens, 13, 14. This is such a moving work. I mean, there is a sort of bleak sadness to it, which is present from the very beginning of the prelude. And you could say the emotional core of the work is then the chorale, the middle movement, as you say. There's sort of this sobbing quality to the arpeggios as it outlines the chorale theme. And then you get a sense that a fugue was sort of the only way that he could work out these emotions.
Composers paying tribute to another time or place on a new recording titled Homages with British pianist Benjamin Grosvenor. That's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.